It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Studio 111, COVID-19 Studio Central, whatever you're calling it this week. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Wednesday night. Thank you for having us in your life. I am so grateful to get to spend these evenings with you. And I'm really grateful. I was thinking about this actually this morning as I was getting ready to bust my little hiney at the gym for an hour-long workout. I was thinking, you know, I've got some of the greatest opportunities each week to sit with these people that are so gifted at what they do and how they want to help the world and they want to help New York come back. And that is illustrated by no one any better than Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who is with us on Wednesdays. And Doc, Nicole, Dr. Sapphire, all of the above, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. And I think it should officially be called Wellness Wednesdays, because that's really what it's all about.
I do, too. And I appreciate that. And tonight we've got some very interesting things to talk about, and some right out of the headlines. And I want to get your opinion on this. You have been a big, and I would say, common sense centered advocate for the vaccines, for getting us as well as possible, as fast as possible, so that we can get back to life as soon as possible. But there was some kind of weird goings-ons with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week. For people that don't really understand all of the details, what happened? Why did the administration basically say to the J&J vaccine, no more from you?
Well, you know, it's debatable whether or not they should have done the pause. I think right now, because we have such a growing level of vaccine hesitancy, with still about 25% of Americans saying that they're unwilling to get the vaccine, as we're starting to see media reports of some adverse effects, I think, you know, it'd be prudent of the CDC and FDA to say, we're going to put a pause to show the American people that safety really is the number one concern, and it is not just about pushing vaccines. Now, whether or not the pause was due because of a risk, or a risk was so high, you know, that's not necessarily true. Six cases out of 6.8 million doses, that's actually not even as high as just the general population risk for that the cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, which is what has been seen in those six patients.
Right. And so yesterday on my news show, I spoke with Carol Markowitz from The Post, who has been very, very radically focused on this in a lot of different ways. But she said, Kev, talk to Dr. Sapphire about this, but is it possible that those six women even had other medications that contributed to the issue, not just the Johnson & Johnson vaccine itself alone? And statistically, if it's 6 out of 6 million, Doc, isn't that still not to make light of the six people that had the problems, but isn't that still within the margin that we would say this is generally safe for the public?
Well, so first of all, it's not just that. So you said that there's a couple things you mentioned there. The first thing was, what are the risks for these specific type of blood clots? And yes, it can be medication, but even just being dehydrated can give you a risk for having these blood clots. Huh. And again, you can actually have no risk factors and still get them, which is why about 5 out of every 1 million people will get them in the course of a lifetime. So when you're looking at this, again, the 6.8, that is a very low number. However, you know, when you look at what's gone on with AstraZeneca in Europe, AstraZeneca, there have been actually dozens of reports with about 25 deaths associated. Still an exceedingly rare amount, given that there have been tens of millions of AstraZeneca doses been given out. But the fact that the AstraZeneca vaccine is causing some of these more rare blood clots, and now that Johnson & Johnson is as well, you know, it's something that needs to be looked into. Okay. Ultimately, vaccinations cause inflammation. Inflammation can cause blood clots. So it will not be surprising if it does come out to show that it was due to the vaccine. But again, you have to look at risk versus benefit. There's risk versus benefit with everything. People taking daily aspirin and even Motrin, Naproxen, all of those NSAIDs, those have a risk of dying about 25 out of every million users. That's significantly higher than the one person who has died out of the 6.8 million doses.
Yeah. Well, and let me just play the part that I play so well, the dumb guy that doesn't know much. With vaccines generally, we're always talking about a continuum of effectiveness and not never an absolute. So, like, there's still people that get the flu and will even sometimes die from a seasonal flu, even though they've taken the flu shot for that year, you know, in anticipation of getting the flu. It's rare. It's not something we want to see happen, but the anomalies exist, right?
Absolutely. Just like the flu vaccine, people who get the COVID vaccine and then end up getting COVID, it tends to be less severe. And one interesting fact is if you get severe COVID, where you are actually hospitalized with COVID, your risk of a blood clot is about 20%. If you go into the ICU, your risk of a blood clot is about 31%. Wow. Those are very high percentages. So yes, you would prefer to take the vaccine that has an exceedingly high safety profile with very rare adverse events, as opposed to risking COVID-19, which has more severe risk factors, and also you still have the long COVID that people are starting to suffer from.
Yeah. All right. So that's beginning to make some more sense as well. And in fact, coming up on tonight's show, friends, a little bit later, one of my own staff members here at Salem Radio in New York got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and 2 weeks later contracted COVID. And I can't wait for Dr. Sapphire to ask him some questions about this and so forth, because there's going to be some interesting personal firsthand experience that we'll kind of unpack with that here tonight. Now, Dr. Sapphire, we're also going to talk cancer tonight, and there's a lot of therapies that are effective. One of the things that that I keep seeing in everything that that is coming my way is that people are still increasingly concerned that not enough people are getting screenings. And I keep seeing it on every different front that I'm able to look at. And I've said this to my listeners before. I think you and I have talked about it even off the air. But this is an important issue for my wife and I. Both of our mothers were lost to breast cancer. Very fast, aggressive breast cancers in the years that they were diagnosed and so forth. They didn't have nearly the numbers of therapies that we have now. And so this is something that, you know, we're concerned about from a genetic and a cultural standpoint in our house. But has there been any improvement from what you're seeing in your work on the screening rates and where we are right now?
Sure. The first 3 to 6 months at the beginning of the pandemic, so from March, I'd say actually through the summer, screening rates plummeted. Exponentially down. It was extremely concerning as the summer months were coming. I had people start trickling in, mainly if they were having a clinical complaint. But now I'm starting to see people being a lot more comfortable coming in for their screening, especially if they've been vaccinated. So if it takes getting a vaccine to get your cancer screenings, you have to get the vaccine, because you can't continue to put cancer off at all. I mean, cancer, COVID is scary, but so is cancer. Yeah. You want to catch it as early as possible when it's most treatable.
No, that makes total sense. All right. When we come back, we've got a brand new sponsor to Radio Night Live that is going to help us on these Wellness Wednesdays. And we're going to talk about some theories and some treatments and some approaches to cancer that maybe have not been discussed before. And we're looking forward to welcoming a special guest and our brand new sponsor called ProCure when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. All right, Kevin McCullough, every week we promise you you're going to get a custom question answered by none other than Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan, the tri-state leader when it comes to state law and elder care and all things related to end-of-life planning. Mike, this week's question comes from Tom of Staten Island. He says, "Dear Mr. Connors, my mother left me a will leaving everything to me. My sister went to the bank to close out my mother's account that listed her as a beneficiary. I want the money. Can I sue my sister to get the money?" Mike Connors, what do you say?
Well, yeah, he can sue, but he's not going to win. Ordinarily, a will does not cover assets that have a beneficiary on them, let's say in trust, ward, joint, or otherwise. A will only covers assets in, you know, mom's name alone in this case. So, you listen, anybody can sue anybody in this country, but unless there are extraordinary facts behind it, Tom's not going to win his case.
And but he will get whatever the will left him legally. What would that include?
Assets or mom's name alone goes to him. And it's not unusual for some parents to say, "Hey, I'm going to leave my house to my son, and I'm going to leave all my bank accounts and brokerage accounts or whatever to my daughter." That would not be an unusual plan. So it may be exactly what mom wanted.
Yeah. Well, if there are questions, friends, about your situation, anything similar to this, make sure you call and don't waste your money doing something that is probably counterproductive in this case. 718-238-6500. Tom, that may not be what you were looking for, but I hope it helps at least give some clarity to it. 718-238-6500 to get your questions asked and be listening, because Mike not only answers one here with Kevin McCullough, but he also answers them on his show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission. And then Sunday mornings, he's back again at 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from ProCure Proton Therapy Center located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference. Precision therapy, passionate care.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hugh Hewitt is putting his foot down.
I'm out of spending money on baseball. Not going to do it. I don't think I've missed a season since I was 5 going to a few games. Not this year. Not going to spend a dime on baseball or new merch. If they're going to try and bully America into a nonsense narrative about that voting law, why would you?
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer. The Eric Metaxas Show. Tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
This segment sponsored by ProCure Proton Therapy Center.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. On Wednesdays, we like to talk wellness. And thank you for hanging out with us every night here on Radio Night Live. And, of course, Dr. Nicole Sapphire is my partner in crime as we try to do everything we can to keep you healthy these days. But, Dr. Sapphire, one of the things that I think you and I kind of hit it off on early on in our discussions is our passion for people that are struggling with cancer. We come at it from a very personal perspective in the McCullough household. It's deeply touched both my wife's family and my family in that we've lost both grandmothers for our kids as a result of this. It is not something that has gone away. And I think along the way, people had thought maybe we would have breast cancer cured by now. But that's what makes this next discussion so important. We're so welcomed, so glad, thankful to have ProCure Proton Therapy Center as a new sponsor to the Wellness Wednesday Radio Night Live broadcast. And Dr. Brian Chan is joining us, who is the director of that program. Dr. Chan, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
Now, I will admit I'm the amateur in all of this. So Dr. Sapphire, they deal primarily with breast cancer. In fact, Dr. Chung, give us an overview of what ProCure does.
Sure, Kevin. ProCure is a proton therapy facility. So we take care of a variety of different cancer patients who need radiation treatments. And proton therapy is just a form of radiation that is deemed to be more precise. And so it is another tool in the toolbox for your patients diagnosed with cancer.
So one thing, Kevin, that's really important to talk about when it comes to breast cancer treatment as well as other cancer treatments is, you know, the biggest thing for us is we want to make sure that the treatment isn't worse than the disease itself.
Right.
And while we have come up with great medications, you know, historic chemotherapies and radiation, they can be leave some extremely long-lasting effects. And radiation can give burns and affect other aspects of the body. And so I want Dr. Chan to explain to us why proton this therapy is so exciting and, you know, can be considered, and what are the benefits of it as opposed to the traditional radiation?
No, Dr. Sapphire, you're absolutely right. You know, as you know, everything that we do in medicine has a potential benefit and obviously potential side effects, and radiation is certainly not an exception to that rule. You know, historically speaking, when it comes to localized breast cancer, people have had the option of undergoing this breast conservation therapy, which historically has meant doing a local surgery and preserving the breast, followed by either local or regional radiation directed to the breast and some of the lymph nodes that are sitting close by. And over the years, we've always noticed that that patients who have left-sided breast cancers treated with this paradigm, and when you compare them to patients with right-sided breast cancers, we have noticed that that greater number of those folks on the left side were presenting with long-term complications, namely being more heart attacks and serious cardiac complications. So this was reported in the past. We've always known this to be something that we've seen. But historically, we've always kind of blown it off and said, well, geez, you know, that's an interesting correlation. But the truth is the amount of radiation that we're giving with modern radiation techniques to the left breast is quite low in terms of the overall delivery to the heart and lung, which are sitting close by. So we've always said, boy, that's an interesting observation, but maybe not really taking it very seriously. About 10 years ago, the Scandinavians that published their series of patients that they followed longitudinally well over 10 years, mostly younger patients who were cured of their disease, and they reported on something very astounding that certainly our people in our field took notice of. And they found that, indeed, even with modern radiation techniques, left-sided breast cancer patients who required radiation would receive typically about 5 gray of radiation directed to the heart. Now, gray is a unit of radiation that we use in our field to kind of measure the amount of radiation that gets deposited to these healthy structures. And that seemed about right. We said, boy, that's, you know, put that into context, we treat the entire breast about 50 gray. So about 10% of the dose going to a portion of the heart, what we consider very, very low dose. But what this study showed was that for every 1 gray delivered to the heart, it resulted in a increase of 7% in a relative risk of major cardiac toxicity.
Wow.
Which was defined as heart attacks and cardiac arrest. So, you know, ostensibly, we're talking about, you know, 5 times 7, so 35% increase in the relative risk of major cardiac toxicity, and potentially in patients who are cured of their disease dealing with the complications of this therapy. So that really woke us up and said, boy, this is a terrible, you know, kind of realization that was validated by this longitudinal study. And we started to ask ourselves, what are there other ways that we can deliver the meaningful doses of radiation to control the cancer while still, you know, minimizing and radically reducing the amount of radiation going to the heart and lungs? And that's where proton therapy for this, for breast cancer was born, the idea of trying to circumvent the excessive radiation going to the portion of the heart.
Well, and that certainly seems to make sense. I mean, not being the medical person of the three of us, you're talking about and describe how it works, but it's a more focused way of delivering the needed radiation to fight the cancer specifically.
Exactly, Kevin. It is still a form of radiation, except it's just more precise. So, you know, historically, X-ray-based radiation treatments, which is what's ubiquitous in virtually every one of our radiation facilities or cancer centers, and it's certainly very effective. But X-ray-based photon radiation behaves a bit like a bullet, meaning it comes into the body with lots of energy, and on its way to the tumor located in the breast or regional nodes, it's going to go through the normal tissues that are in its path.
Right.
So consequently, you get this wake of collateral damage on the way into and after the target is struck. Proton therapy is unique in the sense that it's positively charged and much
heavier. Dr. Chan, hold that thought. The music's playing. That means I've got to get to a break. I've got to pay some bills. But no, that's fine. We're going to come right back. Dr. Brian Chan is with us of Procure Proton Therapy Centers. They are the brand new sponsor of Wellness Wednesday. And if you want to reach them, 877-371-7666. And check out their patient stories when you get on the website. Breast cancer and prostate cancer in particular, loads of success stories to take a look at and some helpful things about what to expect if you're seeking this therapy as well. 877-371-7666 or procure.com. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from Procure Proton Therapy Center located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. Procure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the Procure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I've got another update for you from our friends at Michael's of Brooklyn. They are officially now operating at 50% capacity and by reservation. They are following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Now, you've heard me talk about Michael's before, Michael's of Brooklyn, for a while. I've been raving about how good their food is. They're right over on Avenue R in Nostrand and have been in business since 1964. If you somehow have not been to this amazing establishment, it's time now. So make yourself a reservation today. They're family owned and operated, and I will tell you, authenticity comes through on every dish. Everything they put on the plate in front of you, it is just drop-dead delicious. Everything is made completely from scratch, even their world-famous sauce, and they make it right there on campus. Their puttanesca, marinara, tomato and basil, the arrabbiata. It's all fresh, delicious, and absolutely the best you'll find anywhere. Now you can finally head back to Michael's for that homemade Italian cooking, just like Mama used to make. So call 718-998-7851 to make a reservation today. That's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, the only place for authentic Italian since 1964.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
We have cloudy skies and 60 degrees. We do have rain on the way. I'll give you details on that in about 90 seconds. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Governor Cuomo is praising the work of the Elmont Fire Department and all the workers involved after, sadly, 2 racehorses died, but dozens were rescued. Fire investigators now trying to determine what ignited the blaze at Belmont Park that began around 6 o'clock last night. The New York Racing Association is thanking the workers who put their own lives at stake to go in and rescue horses. They also say they are mourning the 2 horses that were sadly killed. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says the department is prepping for possible violence stemming from the Dante Wright shooting and the upcoming verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Shea says they've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes and making sure whatever happens, quote, we do it peacefully and do it without violence here. Shea feels the NYPD is in a good position to handle whatever demonstrations happen in New York City. Police are looking for a man who they say is behind another anti-Asian attack in New York City. They say the man attacked a 25-year-old woman at the corner of 1st Avenue and East 57th Street. Police say he yelled anti-Asian slurs and then tried to hit the woman with his fist. Surveillance video shows the man with long braided hair walking along 5th Avenue. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, if you're going back to New Jersey, the Holland Tunnel, still a 10, maybe 15-minute delay. 5 minutes inbound, no more than 5 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge. That is a pretty good ride. Northbound West Side Highway, that's still sluggish from the 90s up to the GWB. FDR northbound, that's slow from the 30s up into the 90s. More delays in the Harlem River Drive approaching the George Washington Bridge. Your forecast, cloudy skies tonight. Showers will be arriving before midnight, low 50. Rain heavy at times, especially north and east of New York City. Anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain possible tomorrow. A very, very damp day. High 53. Clouds early Friday. Maybe some clearing late in the day. High 51. Sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers, making buying decisions right now and for the future. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
AM 970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, on Wednesday nights, we talk about the best ways to help keep you well. And Dr. Nicole Sapphire joins us, always appreciative of her time. Sometimes she does it from her office at the hospital. And tonight, Dr. Brian Chan is with us, who is the head of ProCure Proton Therapy Centers. And if you were just listening in the last segment, a lot to pack in there about how this is a much, Dr. Sapphire, I guess a way to put it is it's a much healthier form of radiation for people that are seeking therapy.
Well, you know, got to be careful saying that, Kevin, because listen, the traditional radiation is still saving lives every single day. It is just a different type of radiation, more precise, using a little bit different form. And, you know, when we think about cancer treatment, it's not one size fits all.
True.
It's what's right for that patient. So, Dr. Chan, one question I have for you, someone who is newly diagnosed with cancer and they're told that maybe they need radiation, but they don't know really what that means. You know, they just are told they're referred somewhere. How do they know if they could benefit from proton therapy? Are they able to reach out to you directly?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dr. Sapphire, it's very confusing for many patients when they hear that they have to have radiation and don't really know what all the options are. And if radiation was recommended to them, then certainly reaching us and certainly consulting with us, we'll be able to gauge whether this is an option for that patient for sure.
And so take me through when someone calls you and they say that, you know, I've been recently diagnosed with breast cancer, I'm getting ready to undergo a lumpectomy, I've been recommended for radiation. They can call to you. At your site, do you stay in touch with their referring doctors and do you kind of keep everyone plugged in?
Absolutely. And you know, the cancer care, as you know, the way it's delivered is through a team approach. Comprising not only of us as oncologists, but certainly the surgeons and medical oncologists as well. So all of this needs to be coordinated collectively as a group and sequenced together as a group, as oftentimes these patients are getting a combination of chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. So absolutely, we work routinely with physicians and certainly hospital systems throughout the entire metro area.
Well, and Dr. Chan, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you, you were one of the first centers in the tri-state area utilizing this technology, correct?
In fact, yes, we are. We've actually been operational here in New Jersey for close to 10 years now. So we're the first in New Jersey and the entire New York metro area to offer proton therapy.
Wow, that's great. And now I know Kevin mentioned earlier that you have on your website some great patient testimonials of breast cancer and prostate cancer, but those aren't the only cancers that you treat, right?
Right. So, you know, about 60 to 70% of all patients diagnosed with cancer require radiation as part of their treatment paradigm. So, historically, proton therapy was utilized to take care of pediatric patients, children, particularly with brain tumors, and skull-based tumors in adults have been used. But now we treat with proton therapy for patients with lung cancer, prostate cancer, and GI tumors as well.
I can totally understand why this would have a certain degree of appeal, Dr. Sapphire and Dr. Chan, because when we lost my bride's mom, you know, she didn't die from cancer. And Dr. Sapphire, you talked about how this is common. It was the long-term effects of some of the radiation and some of the other things that did end up breaking down her liver and some of the other systems in her body. The cancer did come back. She did get like a 10-year kind of extension of her life beyond what her doctor thought due to some of the good treatment that she got. But the more precise we're able to be, it seems like we're going to be able to offer more hope for people long term if the cure isn't worse than the disease, as Dr. Sapphire said earlier.
Kevin, I actually agree. The truth is, with localized breast cancer, the majority of our patients are going to be cured, which is really just the most fantastic news right now. But to your point, as an unintended consequence to our success, especially for younger premenopausal women who have been treated with a possibly combination of chemotherapy and other biological agents, which are potentially cardiac toxic or hurtful to the heart.
Right.
You know, when you add radiation treatments, which can then further, you know, compound the effects of the heart and lung, that's when, obviously, many years down the road, once they're cured, they're dealing
those
with
complications are going to come about. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
Dr. Chan, the time goes too quickly, but thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for supporting our work here, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Again, if you want more information about the good work that ProCure is doing, you can go to ProCure.com, P-R-O-C-U-R-E.com. You can call them at 877-371-7666, 877-371-7666, and check them out. All right, Dr. Sapphire, when you and I continue a real case of COVID following vaccination.
I can't wait.
What it means. I didn't think we were going to have that. Well, I knew we would sometimes have that problem, but it hit here close to home. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live on a Wednesday. Don't go away.
This segment sponsored by ProCure Proton Therapy Center.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code GORKA.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
What are you thinking about, Joe DiGenova?
H.R. 1 is the bill that changes and makes all the illegal and unconstitutional activity that happened in the 2020 election, makes it all the law of the nation now through H.R. 1. This is the Pelosi election law. This is what she wanted. This is what they want. They want total control so there will never be another Republican president. If that scares you, I'm happy that it does. You should get off your duff and do something about it.
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from Procure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference. Precision therapy, passionate care.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go. Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Well, as I've said, 100,000 times in the last 2 months, this broadcast is all about helping New Yorkers come back from the shutdown, from the lockdown. We got to get our life on again. And that's why every night we take on information and topics that are affecting you and can, in fact, help you do better in life as we continue to make the great comeback here in New York City. And I'm so honored to have Dr. Nicole Sapphire with us on Wednesdays for wellness issues as we're working them through. And Dr. Sapphire, we'd never had any guests till this show on your night. And tonight we have two on all the same night. But as I was telling you at the top of the show, one of our very own, in fact, our operations manager. So if you've been on the Joe Piscopo show, which you are on a regular basis, if you've been on Kevin McCullough's radio shows, which you've been on, Matt is one of those guys that organizes all the staff to make sure that everyone's in their place so that those shows run effectively. And Mr. Sam Bolin, there was a little bit of a crisis at the station. Real quickly, walk us through the events that brought us to how you are now quarantining at home.
So I did get vaccinated recently, and 2 weeks to the day after getting vaccinated, I came in contact with someone at the radio station who found out, then later tested positive. I got my test done a couple of days afterwards, both rapid and PCR. My rapid came back negative. My PCR came back positive, and I am now in quarantine for the next couple of days.
So the and the interesting thing about this, Dr. Sapphire, is that Matt had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and on the day that he told the staff was the day that the Biden administration suspended the use of the vaccine.
I wonder if I had anything to do with that.
Well, so Matt, it is interesting, and we have to talk about this because we're starting to hear these stories about people who get the vaccine and then they get infected. First of all, how are you feeling?
I was feeling okay, just some mild symptoms, cough, runny nose, some fatigue.
Okay, that's pretty much expected in a guy your age getting COVID-19. So you got the single dose Johnson & Johnson.
Correct.
Two weeks after that dose, there is some immunity, which you never know. It's possible you may have had a more severe bout of COVID-19 had you actually not gotten that vaccination. We don't really know what your level of immunity was towards it when you got exposed. But the truth is, the one-dose vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, after 4 weeks, provides about a 66 to 72% efficacy of preventing moderate to severe disease. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get infected. And Pfizer and Moderna are the same way. They're 95, 94% as reported in their clinical trial data to prevent moderate to severe symptoms. It doesn't mean that you won't get infected. It just means you're less likely. And if you do get infected, it is exceedingly rare that it will be a severe case.
So, and I'm interested in that point that Dr. Sapphire is making, Matt, because your grandmother, God rest her soul, we lost her about a year ago at this time, and she did not obviously have a vaccine or anything like that, but given the situations that that you have in life, you know, your degree of activity and work stress and all the rest. Do you think that it's possible that the vaccine at 2 weeks did give you a lesser case of this than what you might have been susceptible to?
Well, again, the reason why I wanted to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was because it was convenient, only being one shot. And with the research that I had done, I saw that it was a better protection against the variant strains that were out. But if this keeps me out of the hospital, then yes, I would say that the vaccine is doing its job.
Well, you know, I'm going to interject there, and I think it's an important point to make. One, it's true because SARS-CoV-2 is very unpredictable. We have no idea how he would have responded had he not gotten the vaccine. It's possible he still would have just had mild illness, but it's also possible he would have wound up in the hospital. It's a very unpredictable disease. The other thing, though, is when you talk about data and which vaccine is more efficacious against the variants, it's important to note that Pfizer and Moderna did their clinical trials in the early fall before these variants were circulating.
Before we knew about it.
For the most part.
Right.
Exactly. And so their efficacy was really just based off of the existing one, whereas Johnson & Johnson was later while there was variants. So they were able to say slash prove that they had efficacy against it. But the real-world data is showing us that Pfizer and Moderna also have efficacy against the variants as well. But it seems like they will all likely need a booster at some point to help increase the immunity to the variants.
Doc, I've had some people ask me about this. Is COVID going to be like the flu? Are we going to have to get, you know, a booster on a somewhat updated basis, maybe not every year, but maybe every 5 years or something? What's your anticipation in terms of what it's looking like as this virus is, you know, kind of cloning itself and turning into other things?
Well, I do believe that it's going to become endemic, meaning it's never going to go away forever, and it will get under control. I think we will reach a level of herd immunity soon. Coronaviruses tend to be more stable than influenza viruses, so I don't necessarily think we will need that annual booster. Will we need a booster every few years, every 5 years? If you look at the data on SARS, the original SARS, then that would say that the immunity probably lasts 2 to 3 years. So it's possible we will get some boosters if it doesn't die out over time.
Gotcha. That's interesting. Well, anything else, Matt, that you want to share with us about? I mean,
Dr. Sapphire, I did want to ask with the women who have the blood clots, which made them pause the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Is that something that I may have to worry about in the future?
So, good question. Of the six women, out of the 6.8 million doses that were given, those women were between the ages of 18 and 48 and all developed the clot within 14 or 15 days following the injection. So if you're past that 2 week mark after your injection, which you are, I would say you should not worry about that whatsoever.
That's good news. Hey, Matt, thanks for all that you do for the station. Thank you for being on with us tonight. Now, the doctor's orders for you are to go get some rest, drink fluids, take your over-the-counter stuff, and get well as soon as you can.
Yeah, looking
forward to
that.
That's right. We need you back.
All right. When we come back, it's doctor's orders for everyone else as Dr. Nicole Sapphire and I round out another Wellness Wednesday. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
Ben Shapiro doesn't get wrapped up in what others think.
So Joe trotted out there, or hobbled out there, and proceeded to explain that gun violence in the United States is an international embarrassment. I do love it when presidents of the United States talk about how the United States is an international embarrassment. I don't care what the Europeans think of us. After hundreds of years of internecine warfare and then us saving their ass from the Soviets, I really could not care less what the French think of our gun laws. The French can stick it.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Sebastian Gorka wants America to use common sense.
Nobody is allowed to know your health information. So why would a business? Why would Delta Airlines? The local news agent, the local hot dog stand, have the right to your health information? They don't.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or healthcare proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to the state-of-the-art service facility in Hillside, New Jersey, please. Alex Kinsella has the entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every single service to make sure they're disinfected. At Route 22 Toyota, they always get it right. They're doing their part to stay safe. Plus, right now, Route 22 Toyota is offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR. APR financing up to 5 years and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call 855-621-9949 for details and make sure to tell them Joe sent you. 855-621-9949 to schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Mike Porcelli and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Want more? AM 970 The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us. By the way, I haven't said this all show yet, but did you know that Nicole has a book coming out next month? And I want you to make sure that you get a copy of it, Panic Attack. And it's all about COVID. It's all about how it was handled, lessons we learned from the process of walking through it, and kind of, you know, what we didn't know at the beginning and kind of now do a year later. But friends, there's no better text in print on the things that she addresses in this book. So please go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, go to all the places that you like to get your books. Panic Attack, pre-order, and make her a New York Times bestseller all over again, because she already was with her first one, Make America Healthy Again. All right, Doc, it's the end of the show, and one of my favorite parts is the doctor's orders. What do you have on in store for us tonight?
You know, in light of the Johnson & Johnson data and the blood clots, I think this is the perfect opportunity to just tell people why maintaining good hydration is essential. Making sure that you are drinking ample amount of water a day. I'm not saying fluids, because coffee, tea, soda, juice, that doesn't count. I'm saying water.
What, scotch doesn't work? I thought that counted.
I guess you can get scotch in water, but no. If you add anything to your water, just cancel that out. It doesn't count. So the reason you want to drink water a day, and whether it's that 8 cups of water a day or whatever, just probably more than you're drinking now, it's not only good for you to decrease your risk of blood clotting, but it also keeps your kidneys filtering, your blood filtering. It makes your body move better, you're really just releasing toxins from your body at a much faster rate. Yeah. It's good for your skin. It's good for aging. There's nothing it's not good for. Now, you can drink too much water, that there are actually detriments to it, so you don't want to go crazy. But I would say everyone just maybe starting today, starting tomorrow, why don't you just have another glass of water a day to try and increase that fluid consumption?
Well, that's see that's manageable. When I was working, you know, with a trainer, and she was like, okay, half your body weight and the number of ounces, and, you know, spread it out of these number each 4 hours or whatever. That was hard. An extra glass of water, I can do that, Dr. Sapphire.
Yeah, everything in moderation. And that's the thing. If you give people these really strict diets or these really strict regimens that they have to follow, they're not going to do it.
Nope,
that's true. They have to really take the human factor into it. And if you just say, just do it a little bit more, people are more inclined to do that.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. All right. Well, as always, we're deeply grateful for you being with us. Please get her book, Panic Attack. It's available for pre-order now. And one of these nights, Nicole, we're just going to dedicate the whole show to the book and what you've got in there. Maybe we'll do that in the next couple of weeks. But as always, thanks for being with us on this Wednesday.
Sounds great. Have a great night, everyone.
All right. And follow her on Twitter, by the way. You want to be up to speed on what's going on, the very latest. She is the best Twitter follow in the whole COVID medical arena right now. And I follow quite a few, but that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad she's with us. She's on top of everything as it goes along. All right, tomorrow night, it's legal night, and that means Arthur Idala's back in the house. We're going to have a little bit of stuff to talk about. That officer in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, got charged today. What's the latest on the Chauvin trial and a whole bunch of other stuff with America's most in-demand lawyer tomorrow with Arthur Idala here on Legal Night, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you then.